evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to my performance. In order for it to work, I will need you to sometimes imagine that I am Mercedes Gleitsa, the first British woman to swim the English Channel. This I did in 1927, aged 26, and it took 15 hours and 15 minutes. If it helps you to have a more fulfilling theatrical experience, you can imagine that I did decide to spend the exorbitant amount of money they were asking for in the secondhand clothing shop where I found an authentic period swimming costume. You know, one of those that comes down to here and looks like something a wrestler might wear? It was navy blue and made out of cotton jersey. I am taller than I am, obviously, and broader, with a long mane of dark hair. I am famed for my beauty as well as my talent. I say, in the open sea, you've no idea what's coming next. You must make your peace with currents and tides. You must learn how to track them. You have to swim straight, but you cannot waste too much energy on looking up. So you learn blind how to navigate a straight, liquid line. You must learn how to swim in the dark. You can only think minuscule thoughts. Stroke. Stroke, pull, stroke, pull. Don't think, and there's nothing to distract you from the cold. Think too much, and your mind will find a way to convince you to stop. So you focus on direction, navigation, drinking, urinating, pacing. Hours, minutes, and seconds. Your inner engineer must travel internally, monitoring each temperature change, feeling each fluctuation, assessing the quality of each breath, each stroke. Pull. Stroke. Pull. Stroke. You speak to your lungs and you say, you are bigger than this. You speak to your heart and you say, don't beat faster, slow down. You speak to your spine and you say, keep rotating. You speak to your legs and you say, keep kicking. You speak to your arms and you say, keep pulling. You speak to your joints and you say, look, you can have your revenge when I'm old. Each time your mind wanders toward the pain, you must pick it up and pluck it away from the brink like a wayward child. Every time an image of failure comes to you, you must cast it back into the blue. If you feel the swell of early celebration, you had better check yourself, because your strokes will have turned sloppy and you're breathing too fast. You just have to be, letting your conscious mind take care of the machine and your subconscious float to the surface like a cork. You just have to swim.